Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Slash and dash.
Slash and dash.
Hi guys, we're back. Slashing and a dashing.
We're here. We're brand new women because both of us got new jobs
on the same day.
Cause we're amazing. Yeah, we are.
I have been doing that little dance all day. Yeah, so whoever will listen. So you guys voted for Grandma's Demise.
Ooh, famously popular among grandmas.
What, dying?
Yep.
So this is the story of Walter De Giusti. I'm definitely not saying it right, but it's G-I-U-S-T-I.
You're assuming that I can visualize letters. I can't.
Giusti. Giusti. Geisti.
I'll say that. De Giusti. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Born 1962 in Rosario, Argentina. So this is him not killing his own grandmother, but someone else's.
Oh.
Those pesky grandmas of other people that you have nothing in common with. And
oh. So basically, if I get killed over a certain age, I suddenly become a murdered grandma and not a murdered person anymore.
Yeah, that's it. You get defined by your relationship status.
Yeah.
No, it was the grandmother of a famous person. That's why it's
quite
okay. So he went to school with a guy called Fito Paez. God, we're at it again. P-A-E-Z.
Paez. I'm blaming you for this.
Right.
This is why we do UK crime.
Yeah. So he was an Argentinian rock and roll pianist, singer, songwriter, and he directed some films. So he's still pretty big in Argentina.
I thought he was going to, like, that was his original name. And it turns out he's now
Elton John. Crow! No.
That's like one of those weird little quizzes. Like, can you pick out the two artists that we both said at the same time? If you can, you get 5 house points.
But there'll be like 3 listeners now who are like, Fido Paez, he is my dream guy. And everyone else don't.
Yeah. No, I don't. And the rest will be like, how dare you butcher his name like that?
Sorry.
Just be prepared for the backlash is all I'm saying.
So Fito was studying piano and De Giusti played in a heavy metal band while they were at school. So they sort of were in similar circles. They definitely knew each other. So De Giusti committed his first murder aged 23. And he and his
young... I love the casual way that that's just brought about. Like, I don't know, it's like
his first job,
like the first time you go on holiday abroad. Like, yeah. So the first murder was then. We're in for a good one, clearly.
And his younger brother Carlos and him were doing some plumbing tasks. Is how it's put on, online.
Tasks.
Plumbing tasks. And so they took the opportunity of being in this house to. Unfortunately murder 2 people. So
obviously they're not plumbers then. So that's why the task.
Anyone who calls it plumbing tasks is not a real plumber.
Oh, I thought they were plumbers and like the writer didn't know what it was, no. But clearly they're like knocking on the door. Do you need any plumbing tasks? Sure.
So they killed Angela Cristofanetti de Barroso, who was aged 86, and her adopted daughter, Naomi, aged 31. Basically beat and stabbed them to death and then just left. Literally senseless.
Did they rob from them?
They took some stuff, but they didn't... Like, they didn't... No, not like, effectively.
Right.
So, clearly, I mean, it was some sort of spree, really, because only a week later they were at it again. So November 7th, 1986, both the brothers again were out, and this time they visited a house in Belcarce, which is in Rosario, so in their hometown, where the family members of Fito Pérez lived. So he had a grandmother aged 76 called Belia, and an 80-year-old aunt called Josefa, and their domestic worker, which must, I mean, maid or carer, I guess.
Did you get your research from Google Translate?
No, but that, clearly someone's translated it. Also, domestic worker is like when you're trying to get the sociology kids to use fancy words, where they keep saying, all the jobs in the house, no, domestic service.
Yeah.
So that was Fermina, and she was age 33, and she was pregnant as well, which makes it all the more tragic. And they shot and stabbed these three women. And DeGusti would have, he'd been to the house before, he would have known them. So he just, like, there's no rhyme or reason to this. But he just sort of went around killing people. So, this is why I found this interesting, though. A month later, he got a job doing something that wasn't plumbing tasks. And he signed up for the police force, and he became a police officer.
You're shitting me.
So he did that in Pueblo Este, which was 15 kilometers south of Rosario. So it would have been even more interesting, I think, if he had been part of the Rosario police force who were investigating these murders. It would have been sort of Dexter-esque, wouldn't it? But he would have been moving in similar circles. And obviously these were big murders. So he would have been talking to colleagues about it. And he's there having committed the crime the whole time.
I'm really starting to mistrust the police, you know. I'm currently watching Unsolved, the murders of Biggie and Smalls and Tupac Shakur, and I believe it was the police.
Is Tupac the one who got killed?
Yeah.
I told a kid it was Dr. Dre today.
Oh my God.
I was like, yeah, he got murdered years ago.
Oh no.
Sorry, small child. She's like, he's dead. I was like, yeah, he's definitely dead.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, God.
Just to clarify, Lucy's facial recognition is bad across the ethnicities.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't think she'd recognise me if I didn't come in going,
another new one came on Love Island. I was like, white guy with brown hair, white guy with brown hair.
Love Island
literally
is
the same.
It's impossible at this point. Like, the girls are just, I don't know, they need to start wearing, like, red bikini, green bikini. I can't even tell. Like, because all their facial features are becoming the same. Like, they all have exactly the same lips now. Yeah. I'm saying they all, and a lot of them have the same lips now. And one of them, her, like, lip injections are, like, above the lip. It's, like, just the, what do you call this part of your body?
I know the one that you mean,
below
yeah.
your nose, but above your lip.
So your septum. No, that's your nose, isn't it?
Well, where like your philtrum is, but that whole bit of skin there, so her lips just stick out.
Yeah.
It's really weird. Like you, like one of the Horton Hears a Who characters.
I know, it is like almost freak show, isn't it?
I'm just saying, if Dr. Seuss did lip injections, she'd have bought them.
So, yeah, well, I can't remember where in the murder we were. Yes, so... Yeah, Rosario, please. And it took the Rosario police a year to get any strong leads on these murders. But the case picked up when a local transvestite, again, I'm not sure if this is some bad sort of translating, because that could be...
Your friendly local transvestite.
The local transvestite. It just sounded like it was a job. But yeah. I think they meant maybe someone who was transgender, who was maybe working on the street. I don't know.
Possibly.
But they came forward and they had a necklace that had been given to them by DeGusti, and it belonged to Fito Paez's grandmother. So right. That was the first lead that they got. And then as a result of this, the police raided the DeGusti house and they found objects from the Paez house.
Sorry, it just reminded me when you were talking about old lady necklaces. Did you realise that your barbecue, one of the people was wearing the necklace from the Titanic?
Yeah, she mentioned it to me.
You're like, why has she got the heart of the ocean?
I was like, does she know that it's from the Titanic?
The guy said, I thought the old lady dropped it in the water at the end.
Like, I just became, the more drink I got, the more obsessed I became with her necklace. Like, I'm trying to think, like, okay, did she just buy it thinking, this is cute? Or is she like, I love Titanic, I'm going to buy this? Or is it the actual necklace from the Titanic?
Could well be.
It could be.
So they found at the DeGusti house all these items from this robbery. And one of them was actually a gift that Fito had given to his grandmother as well. So obviously it was really closely linked with him. So only Walter DeGusti was charged with the murders. His brother actually wasn't. And at trial, he pled guilty to the 5 murders and he was given life imprisonment in Coronda Prison in Santa Fe. And I did look up Coronda Prison because I was just trying to bulk it out a bit, if I'm going to be honest.
Is there an Airbnb close by?
Yeah. And I found that there was a huge prison riot there where 32 inmates were killed in 2005. In one riot.
It was for the police.
And it wasn't even them murdering each other.
It was the fucking police.
It was that they were burning mattresses and they all died of carbon monoxide poisoning.
Oh, shit.
I mean, survival of the fittest, a little bit.
What are mattresses made of these days?
Yeah, fuck knows. I want some clothes with lumped in apparently. So, DeGusti's brother, Carlos, wasn't put in prison, but he was watched closely by police because they were obviously like, well, you know, he's not a good guy. So, weirdly, this is another really interesting fact. Once in prison, Walter DeGusti, having had worked for the police, you think I'm going to say everyone hated him and wanted to attack him. No, he was given compulsory police retirement and he received 70% of his wages for the next 6 years.
No.
So he's in the prison.
Even though he's convicted of murder. Yeah. Oh my God.
Hilarious.
That must have been just like a clerical error. Like nobody actually gave a shit to think about it.
6 years!
He would have bought a lot of commissary.
Yeah. So his sentence was eventually reduced to 25 years and then he served some of that time at home because he contracted HIV in prison. So he apparently lost his sight and as part of his illness and they all sort of agreed, what harm can he do? He's blind now. He's dying.
Did he just pretend though? There's that other guy who pretended to be dying of AIDS and then escaped and Jim Carrey played him in a film and now I can't remember the name of the film.
Answers on a postcard or to our email address.
I love you, Philip Morris. That's the name of the film.
Sorry, we beat you to it. So, he did. So he was supposed to be on house arrest. A neighbour phoned in and they said he's walking to the pub every day. So the police went to the pub and the pub owner said, yep, he's coming in every day. He's bragging about the fact he's got his freedom. He's having a great time. He's getting drunk every day. And also, despite being supposedly blind, he was also seen driving around in a yellow Fiat Punto.
God. It's so hard to pretend to be that ill for long enough to get sent home. Like, I can't even pretend to be, like, asleep for a long enough time. I'm, like, peeking out my eyes because I'm bored already. Like, to pretend to be that ill.
You'd have to just be bashing into stuff. I mean, he really had HIV.
Oh, okay. So he was very poorly. But
he just wasn't blind. So in 1998, he was asked to give back all the money he'd been paid wrongly from the police.
Sell that Fiat.
But I imagine that he's probably already spent loads of it, surely.
Yeah.
And then due to him sort of wandering around ignoring police arrest, he was also sent back to prison. But then he died shortly after due to AIDS complications. So that's, I mean, it's not our best, but I thought it was interesting enough. It's got a few little quirks in it.
Good self-evaluation there.
Yeah. It wasn't the one I was rooting for this week.
This is the first time that they've not picked the one you actually wanted.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
Shame on you all. See you later.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer.
Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.